Since we've been talking this week about the issue of civility and civil discourse in Springfield, there's a program here at Missouri State University that deals every day with those very issues. The Center for Dispute Resolution, a part of the MSU Department of Communication. The center provides numerous services and support programs to help individuals, organizations, and communities deal with conflict in positive and productive ways. And they can boast an impressive record of success in this area. So we thought the center's director and associate director, Dr. Charlene Berquist and Heather Blades, would have some valuable insight into the problem of creating and maintaining civil discourse in a society that seems to be geared toward everything but civility. In talking to them, one word, one concept came up repeatedly.
Dialogue, 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 dialogue.
Dialogue, constructive, thoughtful, considerate dialogue between two opposing parties. A seemingly simple concept, but difficult to implement in reality, says Dr. Berquist.
As a culture, we have become significantly less civil.
What is, in your opinion, the state of civility today?
It is appalling to me that in the public sphere, we are not seeing civil discourse. I mean, whether you look at the behavior of people in politics, whether you look at a Congress that doesn't seem to be able to talk about issues, when you turn on the news and what you see are people yelling at one another as opposed to being able to truly dialogue, those kinds of images affect all of us. Adults and children, but they're particularly powerful images for children because what it says is this is okay. This is the way that you can or you don't dialogue.
One of the Center for Dispute Resolution's major programs to foster civil discourse, and one of the few such programs in the state of Missouri, is their Juvenile Victim Offender Dialogue Program.
That program brings together juvenile offenders with the person who, for lack of a better term, the victim, to talk about what happened and also to repair the harm. A centerpiece of that process is respect, being able to openly and transparently talk about what happened, and for there to be a repair of harm, both the victim and offender working together to develop a plan. And sometimes that plan is monetary compensation. More often than not, it is monetary and community service. And there's always repair that needs to happen. We have facilitators that are trained facilitators of that process.
The facilitators are both MSU students who are trained by the center and community volunteers. They work with the offender and the victim before and during their face-to-face dialogues, says Associate Director Heather Blades.
I think preparation is vital anytime you are wanting to bring people together to talk about something that's contentious. So most of our work actually takes place before they ever come to the table, to help them think through their own story, to help them start to put themselves in the shoes of the other person and imagine what that person's perspective might be like.
A key element of the program is providing a safe space where the two individuals can work out reparations between themselves rather than relying on a court judge to simply tell them what they're going to do. Heather Blades relates one of their major success stories.
The victim was a woman. She came in. She was very angry. She didn't know this girl who had committed this offense against her, but what kind of horrible parents must she have? You know, she's just a bad seed. I want my money. We went through the process of preparing both her and the young girl and her parents. She had a single mother. They were really having financial hard times. There were a lot of extenuating circumstances. Through the process of mediation and them talking, not only did they work out an agreement where this young girl could repair the harm that was done through volunteer service rather than paying money, but it started to form a relationship between that young girl and her mom and the victim. In fact, the victim ended up buying the Thanksgiving turkey for them that year because they didn't have the money for it. So completely changed that perspective.
I asked Dr. Berquist what other types of conflict resolution are handled by the center.
We are here to help resolve neighborhood conflicts, community conflicts, mediation in the workplace, facilitated dialogue in the community or a neighborhood. You prepare people because people oftentimes come in with very specific notions of what this is going to be and what the rules are going to be and what I can do and what I can say. And our goal is not to extinguish dialogue, but rather to help people dialogue in ways that are going to be productive. I think that a critical piece is that we begin in communities, in schools, in organizations, at the grassroots level.
The director and associate director of the Missouri State University Center for Dispute Resolution, Dr. Charlene Berquist and Heather Blades. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.